Hello. Hi, everybody. My name is Danny Daniela, and welcome to Layers of Love, episode 2. Yay. I hope today is a fun session, and I hope we get to talk about things that might resonate with some of you guys. So, yeah. How are you guys? How was your week? I am actually interested in knowing, so... That was a pause, so you can speak a little bit about your week. But I hope it was good. Yeah, my week was pretty stressful, actually. I had 3 midterms in like the past few days. And it's like calming down now a little bit, but not really. Like, I don't know. There's still, like, anxiety. I feel like there's still something I have to do, you know? But it's okay. We're going to be an academic weapon this semester. We're going to, like, take things, like, by the bowl. We're not going to be scared. We're going to be, like, so studious. I'm trying to convince myself, by the way.
I actually spilled some hot chocolate on the way over here on myself, and I'm not wearing a black top, I'm wearing a gray one,
and it's noticeable, and I'm so sad because I hate spilling things and being clumsy, because Lord knows I've had enough of that. It wasn't fun, but whatever. We assume stress. We assume that not everything is going to be all dandy throughout the day. There's going to always be some sort of minor inconvenience, but it's only an inconvenience because you have expectations of what your day is going to be like. So as soon as you assume something is going to go wrong, when it actually does go wrong, quotation marks, then it doesn't feel all that aggravating, you know? So anyways... anything else I'd like to talk about before we get into some submissions? Not really. Like, it's getting colder now. I love, love, love October. It's my second favorite month next to July because it's my birthday and it's summer. How could you not love summer? But October comes pretty close, and I love it because it's Halloween, spooky season, and the vibes are just so, so cute and so nice. But it also means that winter's coming, which freaking sucks. Like, sucks so bad. But hopefully this winter is a fun winter. Hopefully it's not a sad girl winter. Hopefully it's a fun girl winter, Yeah, I'm going to trademark that. So, yeah, let's get into some submissions. That was, 3 minutes of talking about myself? 3 minutes of an intro? That's not that bad. I feel like if I have more things to say, I'll, like, say it throughout the session. Shall we get into it? We shall. We're going to do a short one first. Just so we can, like, warm ourselves up. Because I actually have no notes about today's session. Just like a secret. Very unprofessional of me, honestly. But it's okay. We're going to see how good I can wing it. I feel like I can wing it pretty good. Oh, shit. Who am I calling? Okay. Anyways. Sorry, guys. Trigger finger. Okay, so a short one. Someone said, sometimes I feel, this is about friendship, by the way. Okay, someone said, sometimes I feel very alone in uni despite having friends, if that makes sense. I think I compare my own friendships to others. If that makes sense, yes, it does. Like, how they post each other and go out and stuff. Yeah, well, honestly, that's not something that's not common. Like, I feel like at least a good part of the population does that, like, I mean, like, college, university students, because, like, a lot of times when you go into uni, like, you're going into, like, everyone, when they go into uni, is transitioning from, like, I assume most of the people are transitioning from high school and university. So it's, like, everyone is not, like, everyone is feeling that kind of, like, oh, I want to make sure I get good friends. Like, I want to make sure, like, I'm not lonely, you know? Everyone's kind of feeling that in some sort of way. And people do eventually end up making good friend groups. Like, people do eventually end up getting lucky straight off the bat and making friend groups that adhere to everything they need in friendships. But sometimes other people take a little bit longer to find that. And that's completely okay. I feel like it makes the outcome a lot more meaningful, if that makes sense, you know? Yeah, it makes the outcome a lot more meaningful, and like if you take your time to get to where you are, like, looking back, you're gonna, like, be so appreciative that you took your time, because if you jumped straight into something and settled for less, maybe you wouldn't have had, like, the chance or the opportunity to really take your time and find your genuine friend group. But in terms of, like, comparing yourself and wanting to, and not having your friend group but not necessarily being content with it, I feel like that's just honestly something that you have to be, like, you have to kind of, like, do some introspection into, like, why you don't feel content. Is it because, like, you generally want to be experiencing these things, but you just don't know how to, or, like, sorry, like I was just saying, I feel like it's just a matter of feeling, of doing some introspection into why you're not feeling content with your situation, your circumstances. If it's because, like, you feel like you're genuinely missing out on experiences you would definitely benefit from, then maybe you just need to put yourself out there a little bit more. Or maybe your friends that you're with right now, maybe they do want to do that stuff, but they're just thinking the exact same thing as you. Maybe they're thinking, like, oh, you know, my friends wouldn't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Like, everyone's just, you know, too shy to actually bring it up and talk about it. Maybe that's the case, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's because they just don't have those interests. Then there's nothing wrong with having friend groups with different interests, you know? I feel like that also helps when it comes to, like, catering to different sides of you. Like, sometimes you need a friend group that is just super chill and doesn't really like to go out and do stuff. Like, would rather do movie nights than, like, go to a club night, you know? Maybe you do need friends that would rather go out and club. Or, like, I don't know if I can talk about clubbing on this, I just realized. But maybe you do like to have friends that like to go out at night. Or, like, have that kind of, like, party life. Or, like, that kind of, like active life, you know? And maybe that's what you want to do, just not all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with having different friends that cater to different interests or size of you. So that could also be something. Maybe you're just really catering to one side of you right now with the friend group you have right now, but, like, you know, the other side of you is still screaming, like, hey, like, I'm still here, please cater to me, you know? So it's like, yeah, you know, once you feel content, you find that you don't compare yourself automatically or subconsciously, because, like, there's nothing to compare, you know? Like, you're not seeking anything out because you are happy with what you have. So you don't feel the need to, like, be like, oh, I'm seeking that. And someone has what I'm seeking out. So now I'm comparing my life to them, you know? Yeah. So it's like, yeah. And, like, it also just may be the case that, like, you're just like, I don't know, like, I'm making a lot of noise in the background. Sorry. But maybe like sometimes we get too in our head sometimes, like that, and that is all like part of the reason why we can feel so alone, because we subconsciously isolate ourselves by being in our head. Like, you know, like taking a moment to like stop thinking about what could be and what ifs and what is, like what might, you can just think about what is, like what's happening like right now. Like I recommended this in my last episode, I recommended that sometimes it helps if we just like say what we know for a fact out loud. You know, like I know for a fact that the last time I hung out with my friends was yesterday. I know for a fact that we hang out like pretty often, maybe like 3 times a week or 4 times a week. Okay, I know that I have a good time when I'm with them. Like, I laugh. Like, I see myself laughing. Like, you know, like, I stay around, you know? Like, the hangouts are long. But I also know that I often go on social media a lot, so that can often put some me at risk at seeing things that, like, you know, like, this is a pretty bad example, but essentially, like, I feel like you get the idea. But yeah, I feel like we might just be in our head, because I know that that's a thing with me too. Like, sometimes I literally catch myself like, where did I go? Like, 20 seconds ago, I was in the conversation, and now what am I thinking about? What am I really thinking about right now? Like, I'm just in my head. And then I forget the memories I've had because I never wasn't really present. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, sometimes I forget the memories I have because I wasn't really present. And then I feel like those memories weren't even memories at all. Like, they didn't, like, you know, like those, like when you forget things, you forget how like good and actually was, and then your mind might take over and be like, well, actually when we hung out with them, like we barely hung out when we hung out with them, but in reality you guys hung out pretty often, maybe like 2 times a month or 3 times a month. That's often in today's age because everyone is so busy. Like, I haven't seen like my best friend since my birthday was in July. Yeah. No, we live in the same city for like a while too. It's just like, how is that possible? I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, maybe don't overthink it too much, you know, because when we start overthinking, it can get very easy to start comparing, and, you know, it just goes like on a whole cycle. So. I hope that helped. That was very all over the place because I don't have my notes. I didn't make any notes. Very, very irresponsible of me. But yeah, like, I hope that helped. I hope I hope that wasn't very like off the rails. But yeah, let's get into the next one. The next submission is a long one, but we're gonna read it. You know why? Because I feel like I can offer a lot of perspective on this submission because, you know, it might resonate with me in some parts. But let's read it. It's a long one, so stay strapped, stay seated. Okay, he broke up with me a week ago. It's a relationship one. Sorry, he broke up with me a week ago. He broke up with me a week ago. I guess we were never officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but I feel after 8 months, you think it goes without saying. Okay. I'm still picking myself up and starting to process stuff, and I'm realizing how much it has knocked my self-esteem. I never used to be self-conscious of how others view me. Sorry, I just had to pause because there was some noise in the background. But yeah, I never used to be self-conscious about how others viewed me. I just used to hate myself. Now I have a good view of my body, but I'm terrified of how others view me. Are my boobs big enough? Are they too obvious? Are people judging me because of my clothes, my voice, my makeup, everything? It's horrible, and I think it's because of how he made me doubt every aspect of everything. Kissing me and then claiming we're friends, cuddling with me and then acting like it never happened. Having sex with me and then disappearing to the bathroom. For me to be left sitting alone. Having sex with me and then breaking up with me. I feel cheap and worthless in myself. I feel like a failure. Even though I know I'm not a failure, I still feel like I am. I can't help it. We met on Saturday for a film night with friends, and he kissed me again. He had his eyes open afterwards. Sorry. slowly. We met on Saturday for a film night with friends, and he kissed me again. He had his eyes open. Afterwards, he said he only did it because he thought that I was desperate and that I wanted to, and that he never wanted to or enjoyed kissing me, which I know is a lie. I decided to cut down on contact to me, only replying once a day, and he's spamming me with messages. He has quadruple texted me today, and a part of me is saying that means he wants you, but I know that's not true. But another part of me is hoping that if I don't give him attention for long enough, he will genuinely want me again, which I know isn't healthy. Hope has saved my life and kept me going, but now this hope is going to keep me tethered to what makes me anxious, scared, and what makes me cry alone in my bed, which countless other situations have failed to do. Why does this one hurt more than anything else? Okay, so that's a lot to unpack. Sorry. That is a lot to unpack. A lot, but we're just gonna get started. So getting started with the first bit of it. How you guys have been talking, basically, or dating for 8 months, but never really exclusive or official. But obviously, it goes without saying. And you feel like the relationship has knocked your self-esteem down a little bit. You used to hate your body, but didn't care about how other people viewed you. But now you love your body, but you're terrified about how other people view you. And you think it's because of the relationship. Oh, it's raining outside. Okay, so I feel like, first of all, I want to get into the fact that I really don't feel like you genuinely loved yourself throughout the entire process. I'm laughing because the way I said it, it sounds really like mean and blunt, but like I really don't know how else to say it other than that. I'm not laughing because like I'm trying to be a mean girl, but like I feel like you really didn't love yourself throughout the entire process, because if you did, number one, you wouldn't have allowed this to hurt you for 8 months. And also, you say, yeah, you hated yourself, but you didn't care about how other people viewed you, but now you love your body, but you're still terrified of how other people viewed you. I know this speaking. I needed to get closer to the mic so you can really hear me. Speaking from personal experience, if you still care about what other people might be thinking about how you are, what your body is, you still don't love yourself. You still don't, because you're still not content with yourself. You're still not content with your body, which means you don't love your body. Like, when I felt content with my body, I felt like I didn't care how the outside world viewed me. You know, I felt like, you know, like I love how I look. So I feel like other people are going to see that, hey, like I look good too. Like, it's not even like about other people too. It's just like, I love how it looks. And now I'm going to go into the world confident and not like too aware or conscious or too like, oh no, like how do I look to other people? How do I look to other people? Like, what do you think other people like think? Like, you know, like, of course it's nice to know that other people think you look good as well. But I feel like once you believe that for real, you wouldn't have to wait for validation from the outside world, because you're already getting it from yourself. You know, you wouldn't have to, like, feel like you said, you feel like you think that you're like, oh, now I have a good view on my body, but I'm terrified of how others view me. Are my boobs too big enough? Are they too obvious? Are people judging me because of my clothes, my voice, my makeup, everything? That's not loving yourself. Like, thinking, are my boobs too big? Or, sorry. Oh, what a problem. No, but thinking about, like, are my boobs big enough? Are they too obvious? Is that of me? That's self-consciousness. And self-consciousness comes from low self-esteem. And low self-esteem comes from not loving. Like, obviously, it goes without saying that. That's just, there's just not a lot of self-love yet. Because instead of that process, thought process sounding like that, it would sound like, it would just be like, my boobs fit this top a little bit better than it fits that top, you know? Or it would be like, this is my style. Or like, you wouldn't even be thinking about your voice. Your voice? That's something so, like, that's you. That is you. That is something you're born with, you know? Like, why? That's you. Can't, like, hating something that you were born with? Like, I might sound so, like, out of touch, but no, like, specifically your voice, like, that's just so mean to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, imagine, like, try and say that to somebody you love. Like, try and be like, your voice, like, I don't like your voice. Even though you might like their voice, be like, imagine saying, like, I don't like your voice. Your voice is disgusting. Or, like, being like, or like being like, oh, I might be judging you because of your voice right now. Like, that's so mean. And you would never say that to someone you love. So why do you think it's okay to say it to yourself? Why do you think it's okay to be like that to yourself? It's not. We need to cut ourselves slack a lot of the times, you know? Like, we need to realize that, like, not everything is that serious sometimes. Like, geez, like, I'm allowed to have this and have that because that's me. Like, what are you going to do about it? You're not living my life. Why are you so bothered about it, you know? I'm the one that's living my life. And if I'm not bothered about it, why do I care if other people are going to be bothered about it, you know? They're not the one that's going to have to deal with any feelings that come from being bothered about it. So I'm the one that's going to have to deal with that. So, like, yeah. So I feel like once you really, like, I feel like, like, obviously, a relationship can make you self-conscious, but then that just wasn't a good relationship to begin with. That's not something I feel like you should hold on to. Because you know what you're holding on to? You know what text back you're waiting for? You're waiting for the text back that's going to make you start hurting again. That's going to make you start thinking about, am I to this? Am I to that again? You're going to start waiting for endless nights of crying, like you said, wanting all these things that he's been doing. If it hasn't changed in 8 months, what makes you think it's going to change now? Like, what makes you think it's going to change now? For real, for real, for real. Like, for real. Like, for real. Come on. Like, it's harder. Obviously, it's harder said than done. What? Obviously, it's easier said than done. But, like, I just, like, I really, like, I feel like there's really nothing else that is it except for coming to terms with the fact that allowing this person back into your life is allowing yourself to continue hurting again. So, if that's what you're okay with, then no one else can tell you to do otherwise, right? So, yeah. Yeah, that's really, like, that's a lot of the things, because I know how it feels to, like, lose yourself or, like, start to be self-conscious about yourself because of relationship, you know? Like, I know how that feels. And it's not good. It's not good. Like, you lose. You start to, like, do things for other people. You start to care about, like, how it looks, you know, how it looks on you when other people see it. And that's not a fun place to live in. It's not a fun place to be in. And until you allow yourself to come to terms with that, with the fact that, like, until you allow yourself to love yourself, until you allow yourself to be content and be and analyze things for the way they are and not for the way you might feel they are, I feel like it'll be a lot easier to shift through these experiences, because you're already going to know what you not want to feel again, and you're going to know what you do want to feel again. You know? Like, you know, I really, yeah. You're going to know what you want to go through, what you don't want to go through. You're going to know what you would like to affect you and what you wouldn't like to affect you. And then once you set that standard to yourself, it becomes a lot more easier to get rid of the people that might be not being up to that standard in your life. It becomes a lot more people. It becomes a lot easier to not even like interact with them, you know. Like, if you attract what you are. Like, I feel like a certain sense, everybody attracts people that have the same, that have similar energies to them. You know, and it's like if you don't have the energy of one of being easy to manipulate or easy to break down. Or easy to be self-conscious about, or like, you know what I mean? Like, then those, like, trust me, once guys see that you are not, like, some people are truly evil, and some people do, like, genuinely want to, like, they take pride in seeing if they can break you down. But if you already, like, have that standard for yourself, you wouldn't even allow it. You would see the signs from early on. You would be like, nope. And I'm speaking from experience. Like, sometimes, obviously, it's nice to do it for the plot. Like, don't get me wrong. But for the plot, does, like, it can't affect the whole ending. Like, chill. Like, it's just a one episode thing, you know? Like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, like, you know, like, you know. Okay, I'm gonna, like, get into the last one. We have about 15 more minutes. Oh, yeah, let's get into the last one. Okay, getting into the last submission. Someone said, this is about a relationship. Someone said, a while ago, I wrote one of these saying that I thought I was falling out of love. And yesterday I went to him and we had a great day. I have never been more smitten with someone. It was amazing to feel those butterflies again that I miss so much, but I can't help but think about how long it'll take before they disappear again. Is it worth spending years of my life like that, or do I just end it before it hurts? Or do I spend the rest of my life going through these ups and downs? Is this what love is? I know they say it's a roller coaster, but are you supposed to fall in and out of love all over and all over again? Looking for some advice or reinsurance. I think it's like love. I feel like is a general feeling. You know, you can love someone but not necessarily like them. You can love someone and still feel other ways about them. You can love someone and still, you know, get angry at them, get mad at them, not want to talk to them or feel like you can't be around them because it is going to be a detriment to your mental health. Like, you can love someone and all that, like, things, and like, love doesn't just, like, go away, you know? Once you care for someone, it's hard to not care about them, like, anymore. But, like, I feel like in terms of falling in and out of love, it's definitely a thing. But, you know, it might just be a fact that, like, you're not maybe allowing yourself to love them because you feel like you may not deserve it. So that falling out of love to you, it might just be you self-sabotaging, you know? Or maybe that's not the case. Or maybe you genuinely were falling out of love, but you just missed the excitement. Or you might have still been in love, but there just wasn't that excitement. So you were bored. You felt like the boredom of the relationship was you falling out of love because you wanted that excitement. And that excitement, you might have gotten that excitement from someone else. And, like, you know, that might be considered, like, you know, you might beat yourself up for it. But honestly, I feel like, speaking from experience, you can't just stop caring about someone just because you might not necessarily feel that excitement butterflies anymore as you first did when you first started liking them, you know? And you can love someone and still realize that maybe the relationship is not, is just not for you. Maybe you just can't keep going into that cycle of falling in and out of love. And, you know, that could, two things can be true at one time. And that's not a bad thing at all. We as humans, we are meant to live through experiences. We're meant to love, you know. We're meant to be sad, be happy. That's how we grow. If everything is, like Jeannie Aiko said, if everything is coated in gold, if a flower is coated in gold, how will it ever grow? You know, like, you need that rain, snow, sunshine to grow and live through your experiences. And it's okay if someone was a fit for one experience but isn't necessarily a fit for the next. And it's okay if you love someone but you just, that love isn't the type of love where you guys need to be around each other every day, or you guys need to be in a relationship. That love can be a distant love, and that's okay. That's okay, but love is the easiest thing to do accidentally, but the hardest thing to do on purpose. So if you really feel like you want to work to love this person every day of your life, then work to love that person every day of your life. Work to bring in that excitement into the relationship so you can avoid that feeling of feeling like you're falling out of love with them. But if you feel like that, you want to do that work, or you don't necessarily want to do that work for that person, that person might not just not be your person then. And it's okay, you know? It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Like, you know, things happen. Yeah. Just accept that things happen, you know? Really listen to your body and what your body is feeling, because a lot of the times our body can be showing us physical signs of what we're feeling, and it could lead us to, like, the decision we make. We just don't listen, you know? This happened today, actually. Before leaving, I was like, should I take my hot chocolate? I was like, no, I feel like I can leave it. Like, I don't really need it. Like, I'll just get it later. But I was like, I'll just take it. But something was telling me, leave it. And now, look, I spilled it all over myself on the way here. So, yeah, you just have to listen to your body sometimes. Maybe that could also be a situation or a way to figure out this dilemma, you know? I'm so sorry if, like, if this was this, like, session, I had no notes and I was, like, just all over the place. And I feel like my responses weren't great, but I will come correct next time, okay? I will be better. I'm so sorry. But I hope that everything I said could resonate with some of you guys in one way or another. Or I hope that you just got genuine entertainment out of this podcast or episode. Yeah, honestly, today's just very, like, a I don't know, grubby day. You know, it's raining, it's cold. It's not a very brain active day. But I hope you at least got some enjoyment out of this episode. We have, like, I'm gonna say, like, 2-3 more minutes. There is one thing I wanted to talk about. So I have been Ooh, I don't know if I can say that. But I've been grieving something lately, you know? And it's like, I thought it would be... No, like, I knew it would be hard to let it go. Like, I knew, like, it was gonna be this way, but... I just come to a realization, like, the entirety of the time that I had this something, it may not have been such of a special time that I thought it was, you know, because, yeah, and that's another thing to kind of grieve, you know, grieving the fact that the time spent together might not have been as special as you thought it was before, you know. So it's been hard. But I'm getting there. It was an experience. I lived through that experience and it taught me a lot. I'm just happy to be where I am. I'm just happy to be able to look outside and see sun and see leaves and see people, you know. I'm happy to be able to listen to my favorite songs. I'm happy to be able to, you know, do my lashes or go on TikTok or dance. I'm happy to be able to do all those tiny things, you know. So I'll be fine. We will all be fine. Everyone's gonna be fine, guys. Because you know what? There's layers to love, okay? And love and boredom, or love and hurt, love and all those negative feelings can exist at one time. But guess what? We'll all be fine, okay? Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a great day, night, weekend, holiday, anytime you listen to this episode. I just hope that you get a moment of content, joy, whatever it may be, whatever, you know, gets you to crack a smile. I hope you got a moment of that during this episode. Okay, yes, have a good day. Bye, guys. Bye.